And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Saturday the 21st of September. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. We've got an eclectic mix of news, weather, prayer and glue coming up before 6 o'clock. And tonight we've got Randy Feltface, and the complaints have already started.
Dear BBC, when, oh when, will you stop providing a platform to puppets?
There's someone or something new coming to Saturday nights.
Hi, I'm Randy Feltface, a purple puppet from Australia who somehow managed to get a show on Radio 4.
If you've never seen me before, Google satanic spawn of Barney the dinosaur and you'll get the general idea.
He's made entirely of felt, and he wants to destroy the world.
The point is, the planet is getting hotter. We're on track for mass extinction, and I want to see it happen.
Randy Feltface's Destruction Manual
begins tonight at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon King. Morning.
Thank you, Charles. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 21st of September. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Biscay 1012 by midnight Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Variable, becoming mainly northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Viking. Drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. South at Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southeasterly at first in Cromarty, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, drizzle and fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Gem and Bite, Humber, Thames. East, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, showers in Thames, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Dover, White. East or southeast, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest later, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, variable, often northerly, 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic, mainly northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly fair in Irish Sea, otherwise thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Manham, Hebrides, Bailey. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle. Easterly or southeasterly, veering northeasterly in west 3 to 5, occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 3, 11 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north 1, mist 2 miles, 1027, steady. Lerwick, east by north 3, fog 600 metres, 1030, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by north 2, 6 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, north northeast 3, 1022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-south-east 3, 2 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1016. Jersey, East by South 3, missed 3 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, Northeast by North 3, missed 3 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Valentia, Northeast 1, missed 1.5 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Northeast 3, missed 4 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Manin Head, East Northeast 4, 6 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Low pressure will encroach from Biscay through Saturday and into Sunday, pushing thundery rain or showers over southern areas. Further north, patchy mist, fog or drizzle is expected over some northern areas, although winds will remain relatively light. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast 2 to 4, drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast 2 to 4, drizzle, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 until later in south, showers in south, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in south. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic later 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers perhaps thundery, good occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers perhaps thundery, good occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Great Orme Head. Showers perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and north. Occasional showers later in south, moderate or good. Isle of Man. Northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north at first and again later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchan Point. Easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, but variable 2 to 4 in north. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Merchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, often east or northeast 2 to 4, drizzle or fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle and fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 21st of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning. The UN Security Council has been told the explosion of communication devices in Lebanon has placed the Middle East at risk of an even more devastating conflict. It's emerged that Fulham sought to protect its women's football team from being sexually assaulted by Mohamed Al-Fayed. And in sport, Wembley Stadium is sold out for tonight's All-British World Heavyweight Boxing title fight. A senior United Nations official has warned that the Middle East is at risk of a conflict that could dwarf the devastation witnessed in the region so far. The UN political affairs chief, Rosemary DiCarlo, was addressing a meeting of the Security Council about the deadly synchronised explosion of pagers and walkie-talkies in Lebanon earlier this week. The militant group Hezbollah has blamed the attacks on Israel, which has neither confirmed nor denied involvement. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, Volker Türk, told the Security Council that international law prohibited the use of booby-trap devices.
Simultaneous targeting of thousands of individuals, whether civilians or members of armed groups, without knowledge as to who was in possession of the targeted devices, their location, and their surroundings at the time of the attack, violates international human rights law. It is a war crime to commit violence intended to spread terror among civilians.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, did not comment on the attack, but said his country was determined to stop Hezbollah launching rockets into northern Israel. Hezbollah has confirmed that its senior commander, Ibrahim Akil, was among those killed in yesterday's Israeli airstrike on a building in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Lebanese officials say at least 14 people died in the attack. A former manager of Fulham's women's team has said extra precautions were put in place to protect football players from the late Mohamed Al-Fayed during the period when he owned the club. Gota Haugenes was speaking after dozens of women who used to work for Mr. Al-Fayed at Harrods came forward in recent days to say that they were sexually assaulted by him. Mr. Haugenes told the BBC he wasn't surprised to hear the allegations, as our sports correspondent Laura Scott explains.
Gota Haugenes managed the team between 2001 and 2003, and he told me that members of staff became aware that the late billionaire liked young blonde girls, and that as a result, players weren't allowed to be left alone with Al-Fayed. And we have heard from Fulham. They said that they're in the process of trying to establish whether anyone at the club was affected and have encouraged anyone to come forward.
Labour delegates are gathering in Liverpool for the party's conference, which starts tomorrow. Ahead of it, Downing Street announced that Sir Keir Starmer and his most senior ministers will no longer accept